New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
And welcome to New Hampshire Now for the first day of April 2019. I am Chris Ronapish. Joining us for the program, this hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by New England College and NEC.edu, offering over 35 graduate programs as well, including clinical mental health counseling. I encourage you to check out NEC.edu for more information. This hour also presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health and Choices NH Addiction Recovery Services, who want you to know that if you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, help is right here in the community. ChoicesNH.org provides affordable care and treatment right here in the capital region, and in some cases in your home. Again, that's ChoicesNH.org. Riverbend wants you to know that treatment works. The New Hampshire Now program proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy, provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com for more information. New Hampshire Now also proudly presented by New Futures. For information, check out new-futures.org. Educate, advocate, collaborate. New Futures. Appreciate you joining us for the show. In just a moment, we'll be joined by United States Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who's going to have a major policy announcement here on the New Hampshire Now show. We'll talk with her about that. Also, gauge her thoughts in regards to the Mueller investigation and other issues of the day when she joins us in just a moment. But first, I want to let you know this segment presented by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com for more information. I'm going to be joined on the program right now by U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen, who's joining us to discuss a major announcement today in regards to health care affordability. She's pushing forth a package which includes three bills. She's going to join us right now on the program to discuss. Senator Shaheen, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Chris.
First, talk a little about the impetus behind this. You've been hearing, obviously, for years from individuals about health care and about the cost of health care. What drove you to push forth this legislation?
Well, we heard last week that the Trump administration has ordered the Justice Department to weigh in on the side of, in the Texas lawsuit, of totally unraveling the Affordable Care Act. So not just getting rid of the individual mandate, not just getting rid of the pre-existing conditions provisions, but all of it. And so what I think we need to do is to not unravel the Affordable Care Act. We need to address the concerns that people have expressed with it, but we need to do it in a way that makes sure that people can continue to get access to health care.
The first bill is Improving Health Insurance Affordability Act. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a bill to try and help those people who have been priced out of the health care market, and what it would do is increase the value of tax credits for those who are currently eligible for federal assistance. That's worked very well in the startup of the Affordable Care Act and helping people afford the premiums, and it would expand the eligibility for those premium tax credits for more middle-income families.
The second is the Marketplace Certainty Act.
Yes, that reduces deductibles and copays for low-income and middle-income families. It expands the cost-sharing reduction assistance. If you remember, one of the first things the Trump administration did 2 years ago after the repeal of the Affordable Care Act was to get rid of those payments that went to the health insurance companies to help people afford the cost of health insurance. This would address that.
The third bill is Reducing Costs for Out-of-Network Services Act. What does that entail?
Well, one of the things that people have expressed real concerns about is going to the doctor, having procedures done in the hospital, and then discovering that their health insurance didn't pay for that. So they get huge bills. And so what this would do is to cap how much hospitals and physicians could charge for people who are provided out-of-network services. So if you have to go out of your healthcare network that's provided by your health insurance company, it would cap the amount of money you would have to pay out of pocket.
In terms of the prescription drugs, this has been a obviously a big issue and an issue that you've talked about a lot. Was there thought to including that as a separate piece of legislation, or do you feel that prescription drug costs will be helped by the this any of this legislation?
Well, I think prescription drug costs have to be addressed separately, and we need to do that. We know that that's one of the biggest drivers of healthcare costs. That means healthcare costs are increasing. I was up at a hospital a couple of weeks ago, and I heard from folks that they had a doctor had provided a prescription for a patient. He went to the pharmacy to get it filled, and the cost was $4,000. He obviously wasn't able to pay that. And we've got to do something about those huge prescription drug costs that people are facing, particularly older Americans. You know, the when we added Part D to Medicare to help cover the cost of prescription drugs, we left a hole in when people could get coverage for prescription drugs. And what we're seeing with the effort by this administration to undermine the Affordable Care Act is, instead of closing that donut hole for prescription drug costs, it's increasing again. So we've got to do something about that. There are three ways we could do it pretty easily. One is to address the patent protections that brand pharmaceutical companies are given for brand name drugs. They've learned how to game that system in a way that allows them to continue to charge for brand name drugs. We need to allow the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid to negotiate with drug companies for the costs of prescription drugs. The VA can do that, and if you're a veteran and you go to the VA to get your prescription drugs, those are much lower cost than what people are getting through Medicare. And the third way is to allow importation, reimportation of drugs from Canada and from other countries. We know that people in New Hampshire are going up to Canada to buy prescription drugs because it's so much cheaper.
That's U.S. Senator Jeanne Shaheen joining us here on the New Hampshire Now program. This hour of the program presented by New England College, as well as Riverbend Community Mental Health. In this segment brought to you by Suncook Dental, we're talking about the three bills she is introducing aimed at tackling problems with in regards to health care, improving Health Insurance Affordability Act, as well as the Marketplace Certainty Act, and the Reducing Costs for Out-of-Network Services Act. In regards to paying for this legislation, the first bill in regards to health insurance affordability works off of tax credits. Is there a feeling, though, in regards to what the overall cost of this legislation would be?
Well, you know, Chris, the whole cost debate in healthcare does not take into account the long-term costs of not providing health insurance for people. If people are forced to go to the emergency room for their health care, that is the most expensive, least efficient way to provide health care. If people delay getting checkups so they are very ill when they finally go to the doctor, that increases health care costs. It's in everyone's interest to make sure people can get health care when they need it, that they have health insurance so that they don't feel like they can't go to the doctor. And in the long term, that's going to save the system money, not cost.
And final thing on this, and then I have a couple more questions. In regards to the Out-of-Network Services Act, this is puts in a price cap on what can be charged to individuals by hospitals and physicians who either have individual coverage or are uninsured. Is there a feeling as to where you're going to place that that cap?
Well, we're still having that conversation now. We had a cap in, when we introduced it in the last session of Congress. There were some concerns expressed about it, so we're continuing to talk about that.
And do you see that as being that of the three bills, the one that's going to be the most difficult to achieve? And what sense do you get in regards to bipartisan agreement in regards to this legislation? Do you see a path forward?
You know, Chris, it's really disappointing to me that at a time when we could be working together to address health care costs, to address the coverage that people are able to get, that what we've seen from the Trump administration, from our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, is an unwillingness to work together to do anything to address the challenges that people are facing with health care.
Moving on to a couple different topics, a poll this weekend indicated that only 29% of Americans believe that Attorney General Barr's letter exonerates the president in any way. What are your feelings about where this is heading? Do you feel that you have been able to draw any conclusions at all based upon the Attorney General's summary?
Well, I think we really need to see the full report. It's been 2 years in the making. We got a four-page summary of what I understand is an over 300-page report. So I think we need to see that. The American people deserve to see it. And the Attorney General has said that he's going to provide the report in the next couple of weeks. What we don't know is how much of it will be redacted or covered up so that people can't see it.
Do you feel that Congress should receive the report in its entirety without any redactions?
I do, absolutely. Unless there is something that would endanger someone's life because it's classified information. You know, we know conclusively that Russia interfered in our election. We know that Special Counselor Mueller has brought nearly 200 charges against 34 individuals and three companies, including six former Trump officials, 26 Russian nationals. We know that President Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, is going to jail. We know his deputy campaign manager pleaded guilty. We know that one of his closest advisors, Roger Stone, has been indicted and is going to be tried. So there is no doubt that there was wrongdoing in the run-up to the election in 2016. So I think we need to see all of the information, and the public needs to see it so they can draw their own conclusions.
Joe Biden is in the news today as Lucy Flores, who is a lieutenant governor candidate in Nevada, pushed forth some credible accusations in regards to the vice president. Are you concerned in regards to those allegations and also the vice president's past behavior?
Well, I think I'm not concerned with regards to the vice president's past behavior in terms of what I've seen from the vice president and what I've heard from people and seen in New Hampshire. Now, I don't know about this particular incident. The vice president has said he didn't do anything improper. She has said he did. So sometimes it's hard to sort out what has happened.
A final thing, you were fundraising this past weekend off of a potential matchup with Chris Sununu in running for the United States Senate. Is it your anticipation that he will run for Senate?
Well, he's going to have to decide that for himself. But what we want to let people know is what the challenges are that we're facing in this campaign and hope that people will be supportive.
As always, appreciate joining us for the program.
It's always nice to be with you, Chris.
All right, that is U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen here on Hampshire Now, 1-800-914-1450 and nhtalkradio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate joining us for the program. This hour of Hampshire Now is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health as well as New England College. And that segment of the show brought to you by Suncook Dental. We'll come back with Paul Steinhauser here inside the Concord Photo Service Main Street studio after this.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council and also by New Futures.